Summary of the City Council Meeting. March 7, 2022, 5:30 p.m. Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call. Present were Mayor McMurray and Council Members Blessing, Davis, Kovac, Moore, Myers, Novak, 7. Absent, Odell, Roach, 2. Call to order. Minutes. Minutes of the special meetings held February 15, 2022, at 4 o'clock p.m. and February 18, 2022, at 3:30 p.m. and the regular meeting held February 22, 2022, at 5:30 p.m. as transcribed in the office of the city clerk. Approved. Special recognitions. Special recognition award J. Greiner acceptance of agenda. Accepted. Consent agenda. Passed. Nominations and appointments. File 2/22/22, Mayor McMurray nominates Gary Westcott, Jr., 1225 N 10th Street, to serve as a member of the Tourism Commission for a term expiring March 13, 2025. He is being reappointed. Approved. File 2/22/22, Mayor McMurray nominates James Lair, number 2 Antilles Drive, to serve as a member of the Tourism Commission for a term expiring March 13, 2025. He is being reappointed. Approved. File 2/23/22, Councilmember Myers nominates Rebecca Fecker, 624 N 7th Street, to serve as a member of the Downtown Review Board for a term expiring February 25, 2025. She is being reappointed. Approved. CONSENTAGENDA, nominations and appointments. File 2/23/22, Councilmember Myers nominates Ron J. Ollinger, 3008 Herder Drive, to serve as a member of the Downtown Review Board for a term expiring March 7, 2025. He is replacing Dana Messon, whose term has expired. Approved. Bills for passage. A bill, number 1486-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, amending Chapter 7, Buildings and Building Regulations, of the Code of Ordinances to increase fees for building, plumbing, mechanical and electrical work and building trade licenses. Passed. A bill, number 1475-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, authorizing an amendment to Chapter 11 of the Code of Ordinances to add a new Article III entitled Urban Homestead Program, to establish an urban homestead program to assist with revitalization and community appearance and the creation of an urban homestead agency board. Passed. A bill, number 1477-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving the amended final plat entitled Loves 235 Subdivision, a major subdivision consisting of 1 lot located at 4601 South Leonard Road, as requested by Harold Willis, agent of Chiploa Engineering Group, on behalf of Loves Travel Stop and Country Stores. Passed. A bill, number 1478-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving the final plat entitled Dave's Diesel, a major subdivision consisting of 1 lot proposed for the property located at 4702 South 169 Highway, as requested by Dave Deck. Passed. A bill, number 1473-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the execution and submittal of the Federal Transit Administration, FTA, Federal Fiscal Year 2022 Certifications and Assurances and the Section 5307 grant to provide transit operating assistance in the approximate amount of $2,033,651 for Federal Fiscal Year 2022. Passed. A bill, number 1479-18, sponsored by Councilmember Kovac, authorizing execution of a lump sum contract with Central Disposal Service in an amount of $35,862.71 and an amendment to the Parks Maintenance Fund budget in an amount of $17,000 for the Hyde Park Gateway Project. Passed. A bill, number 1480-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing the execution of purchase agreements and acceptance of warranty deeds for real property located at 3801 Waterworks Road from Savannah Investments, Incorporated, in the amount of $36,479.73 and 4302 Antoon Road from Missouri American Water Company in the amount of $60,000 and an amendment to the 2011 Transit Guest Tax fund budget in the amount of $96,480 for the River Bluff Bike Trail Project. Passed. CONSENTAGENDA, Bills for Passage. Cond, a bill, number 1481-18, sponsored by Councilmember Kovac, authorizing the execution of a concession and facility licenses agreement with Midland Empire Sports Association, MESA, in the amount of $250 per season, for MESA to operate concessions and associated areas at Drake Softball Complex, for the 2022 MESA season. Passed. A bill, number 1484-18, sponsored by Councilmember Kovac, authorizing execution of a 2-year professional services agreement with Vanzinos to provide a full-service concession operation at the St. Joseph Civic Arena. Passed. Resolutions for adoption. A resolution, number 1491-18, authorizing execution of an amended funding agreement with Bartlett Center to allocate additional American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, funds in the amount of $50,000 to provide relief from losses and extra expenses associated with a COVID pandemic. Adopted. A resolution, number 1493-18, authorizing the filing of an application with the Missouri Department of Transportation, Traffic and Highway Safety Division, and the execution of a city council authorization for obtaining a hazardous moving violation grant in the amount of $22,483, a youth alcohol enforcement program in the amount of $46,320, and a DWI saturation patrol enforcement grant in the amount of $4,416, for a total grant amount of $73,219. Adopted. A resolution, number 1495-18, authorizing the execution of a housing rehabilitation contract with Virgil Grossman, a single person, owner, an REA Contracting, LLC, contractor, for a housing rehabilitation project at 3319 Ferndale Avenue, for a total amount not to exceed $27,493. Adopted. A resolution, number 1498-18, authorizing the execution of work order number ROV-2202 for replacement of the upper portion of the Missouri Theater roof using park sales tax funds in an amount not to exceed $319,960, utilizing the master agreement for on-call roofing and maintenance services with Roberts Roofing Company, Incorporated. Adopted. A resolution, number 1499-18, authorizing employees to be hired within the wage range applicable to their positions rather than at reduced probationary rates. Adopted. A resolution, number 1518, authorizing the City of St. Joseph, Missouri, to join with the State of Missouri and other local governmental units as a participant in the Missouri State Local Government Opioid Litigation Memorandum of Understanding and any subsequent formal agreements necessary to implement the MOU, including but not limited to the Subdivision Settlement Participation Forms, S, in Exhibit K of the Distributor Settlement Agreement and the Janssen Settlement Agreement. Adopted. Asters, casters, 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 end of consent agenda. Asters, casters, 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 nominations and appointments. None. Bills for passage. None. Emergency bill for passage. None. Resolutions for adoption. None. Bills for first reading. A bill, number 1488-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, abating demolition and trash and debris liens and administrative penalties in the amount of $3,606 plus applicable interest and penalties on the property located at 812 Rudy Street. A bill, number 1489-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing an amendment to the Police Department budget in the General Fund and execution of a contract with the St. Joseph Youth Alliance in the amount of $17,400 to provide alcohol and electronic cigarette enforcement and compliance checks. A bill, number 1490-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing an amendment to the Police Department budget in the General Fund to roll forward insurance proceeds in the amount of $32,340 received for a damaged police vehicle. Bill number 1492-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, approving a plan for an industrial development project for Clarios, LLC, a Wisconsin limited liability company, consisting of the acquisition and installation of certain personal property and equipment at the company's manufacturing facility, authorizing the City of St. Joseph, Missouri, to issue its taxable industrial development revenue bonds. Clarios, LLC Project, Series 2022, in a principal amount not to exceed $25 million to finance the costs of such project, authorizing and approving certain documents, and authorizing certain other actions in connection with the issuance of the bonds. A bill number 1494-18, sponsored by Mayor McMurray and Councilmember Novak, amending Section 2631 of Chapter 2, Administrative Code of the Code of Ordinances titled Established Membership, to allow individuals to serve a second term on the Community Police Advisory Committee. A bill number 1496-18, sponsored by Councilmember Odell, authorizing an amendment to the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, fund budget and the execution of an agreement with Baker Tully in the amount of $26,000 for services related to the review and evaluation of projects for which ARPA funding has been requested to ensure the eligible use of funds in accordance with federal requirements. A bill number 1497-18, sponsored by Councilmember Moore, authorizing the execution of an agreement with the County of Buchanan for the provision of City Communication Center services for dispatch of county personnel in the amount of $422,605.56 for a one-year term, beginning January 1, 2022. BILLSFORFIRSTREADING, CONT. A bill number 1501-18, sponsored by Councilmember Kovac, authorizing the amendment to the Parks Sales Tax Fund budget to accept revenues and recognize expenditures associated with a half-cent sales tax for improvements throughout the parks system in the amount of $9,076,147. A bill number 1502-18, sponsored by Councilmember Davis, authorizing an amendment to the Public Safety Tax Fund to budget funds received from the Buchanan County Sheriff's Office in the amount of $14,035 to be used towards the purchase of electronic crime software for the police department, and authorizing the purchase of the software for the total amount of $28,070. A bill number 1503-18, sponsored by Councilmember Blessing, authorizing execution of an agreement with Baker Tully US, LLP, an amendment to the general fund in the amount of $14,750 to update the city's classification and compensation study at a cost of $27,250. Paula Hayes, CMC, City Clerk. 6. 1.